This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Bus accident in Sallam kills at least 12 people, leaving 28 others injured. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Rajendra Pandey to seek vote of confidence in the province assembly meeting tomorrow. Thailand's Aero Thai receives permission for calibration flight of Gautam Buddha International Airport. And Iraqi Prime Minister Al-Khadimi survives a drone attack on his home. Now the news in detail. At least 12 people have been killed and 28 others injured in a road accident that occurred near Kharkhulap, Kapurkot in Sallam today. Nine of the deceased identity has been ascertained and three of them are yet to be known. According to the Sallam District Police, eight of the critically injured have been airlifted to Nepalganj for further treatment. The bus was en route to Tulsipur Abdang from Sallam, and it skidded up the road and fell some 200 meters at Kharkhula of Kapurkot Rural Municipality this morning, and the cause of the accident is yet to be known. Chief Minister Bagmati Province Rajendra Pandey is to seek vote of confidence in the province assembly meeting tomorrow. The province assembly secretary informed that the meeting of the assembly has been called at 3 p.m. tomorrow for the purpose of taking vote of confidence by Chief Minister Pandey. The Chief Minister, as per the constitutional provision, has to take vote of confidence within 30 days of appointment. Pandey became Chief Minister from the CPN Unified Socialist with the support of five-party alliance. Thailand's Aero Thai has received the permission for calibration flight of Gautam Buddha International Airport. This is an experimental flight operation to test runway, tower and other equipment used at the airport. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal can permit it to Aero Thai for calibration flight as per the previous agreement. And the National Pride Project Gautam Buddha International Airport that has been constructed at Bhairava in Rupandehi district is now ready for the experimental flight test. Director General of CAN Rajkumar Chetu said all preparations were in final stage for the test flight, and he further said calibration flight would take place within a month. The Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress is to take place on the 14th of November. Chief Secretary of the NC Central Office Krishna Prasad Paudal through a press statement informed that the Central Working Committee meeting of the party has been called at 1 p.m. in the Lalitpur Sanipa-based party central office. And the meeting is said to be discussing the contemporary political issues and party's 14th General Convention. CPN UML chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli has said that his party was committed to safeguarding democracy and constitution, thereby ensuring prosperity in the country. At an event organized by UML Karnali Kathmandu Contact Committee in Kathmandu today, Chairman Oli asserted that the constitution would have been torn out, as done in 2017, Vikram Sambat, if there was no UML, stating that new constitution was issued at the behest of UML. He urged all the cadres to spread this message among the public and work for ensuring victory in the upcoming election. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ro Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ro Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Preparations have begun for the Chhat festival in Mithila region. The people of Tarai region are busy purchasing the articles and preparing for cultural festival with the conclusion of the Deepavali festival. The Chhat festival formally begins from the fourth day of Tihar festival, Lakshmi Puja. And the festival is associated with the worship of God, sun god and the goddess Chhati Mata. And holy ponds in Janakpur are being decorated in preparation for the festival. A total of 143 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting sample tests of 2,333 people. Likewise, 563 people recovered from the virus infection to date itself. With this, the corona recovery rate now has stood at 97.7% in Nepal. Meanwhile, 9 people died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,448. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has said that he escaped unhurt after a drone attack on his home inside Baghdad's high-security green zone. The official said a drone laden with explosives struck the building, injuring 6 of his bodyguards in an apparent assassination attempt. The attack, which comes after violent unrest over recent election results, was condemned by both the US and Iran. And security sources say 3 drones were used in the attack and that were launched from near Republic Bridge on the river Tigris, but 2 were shot down. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that the ministers and negotiators of COP26 should pull together and drive for the line to secure ambitious action on climate change. The Prime Minister said countries must be ready to make the bold compromises and ambitious commitments needed at the final week of the climate summit. And talks will continue in Glasgow, including on what is needed in limit global temperature rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius, and thousands of protesters gathered on Saturday in cities around the world. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and partly cloudy in rest of the country. And there are also chances of light snowfall at 1 or 2 places of eastern and western high mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bus accident in Ceylon kills at least 12 people, leaving 28 others injured. Bagmati Province Chief Minister Rajendra Pandey to seek vote of confidence in the province assembly meeting tomorrow. Thailand's Aero Thai receives permission for calibration flight of Gautam Buddha International Airport. And Iraqi Prime Minister al-Kadhimi survives a drone attack on his home. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.